We're on Chof Beis Amar Aleph at the top. We're discussing things that how you're able to be Matur Nedorim, what kind of Psochim or Charota. Barbarte de Rabbi Yanai Saba, the son of the daughter of Rabbi Yanai Saba, Osla Kamed Rabbi Yanai Saba, came to him to be Matur Neder. Omar Le, Ilu Havi Yodata, the Pischin Pinkosech, Mishamshin Buvdech, Minodarta. If you had known that when a person makes a nether, they open up his ledger in Shamayim and check out and see what he's doing, since he's such a big tzaddik that he's making extra nedarim, they want to check out and see if he's really such a big tzaddik. So if you would have known that, would you have made the nether? Omar Le, Lo, Bishari. And he was Matur, that was the Pesach. Omar Baba, my craw, there's a pasuk that says that people are, their ledger is opened when they make nedarim. The achar nedarim levakir. After a person makes a neder, levakir, he's examined. The afagab the pasuk Rabbi Yanai le, anan lo paschinen lebaha. Even though he did it, we don't do that. Because the idea basically is that we aren't a poseach, a pesach, with something that a person would be embarrassed to say that he would have made the nether anyway. So maybe he's lying. He's just saying it because he's embarrassed, right? Or because he's mu'uyim, he's threatened, intimidated. So we have to have a Pesach that the person is not going to feel so intimidated about, and he'll tell the truth that, yeah, if he would have known that, he would have made the nether or not made the nether. But something that the guy's going to look like a big Russia, he says, yeah, I don't really care if they, you know, examine my deeds or not. He wouldn't admit to such a thing, so then it's not a good Pesach. And even though Rabbi Yanai maybe felt that this person was on such a madrega, they would tell the truth. But normally we don't use this as a Pesach. V'lo paschinen b'chad achronisa. We also don't make a Pesach of one of the following. Dom Rabba Bar Barchan, Dom Rabbi Yochanan, my Pesach le Rabbi Gamliel lahu saba. Right, what did Gamliel use as a Pesach for this old man that came to him? Yesh bute kimadkeiros cheret v'loshen chachomim marpe. What do we learn from that? Kol habote, a person who is mavate a nether, he says, he enunciates a nether. Roy ledokro becheret. It's fitting for him to be pierced by a sword. So it's a pretty serious thing to make nedarim. Right, and so we don't tell the person, if you would have known this, would you have made the nether? Because nobody's going to say, yeah, I would have made the nether anyway, even if they would have made the nether anyway. Eloshin chachomi marpe, right? Velo paschinim bechad achrenaisa. We don't have another kind of Pesach. We don't say the Tanya of Nosan Omer, hanoder ki ilu bona bona. We don't use another one also. What's the other one? The Tanya, Reb Noson Omer, Hanoder Kilu Bona Boma, Vahamakaimo Kilu Makriv Alof Korban. Right? The person who makes a nether is like he built a Boma. Rashi says he built a Boma for Avodah Zorah. Other Rishonim learn he built a Boma in a time when you're not allowed to have Bomas. If you makayim the nether, it's like you made a korban on it, which means it's not a good thing to make nedarim. Nedarim are that's not what the Torah asks. You don't make new things. They're always afraid that you won't be able to makayim it. Even if you makayim it, you shouldn't have done it to begin with. So really, there's two shitas in the Rishonim how to look at this. There's two kinds of nedarim. I think we mentioned this already. We'll mention it again. There's Nidrei Hekdish and there's Nidrei Isser. The Ramban counts them as two separate mitzvahs, two separate parshios. Because Nidrei Korban, Nidrei Hekdish are something a person can do. It's a positive thing to do, to be Makdish something or whatever. Nidrei Isser are something that L'chatchil a person shouldn't do, like all these sources. So they can't be the same parsha. The Rambam counts them as one mitzvah. And basically, so how do people make nedarim? According to this, that it's completely wrong, building a bomber. So Tosfos explains, sometimes it's the lesser of two evils. If a person knows that he's going to do worse if he doesn't make the nether, then you make the nether, even though the nether is not a positive thing. But in this situation, for him, it's a lesser of two evils. It's like fasting on Shabbos for a tainus chalom, Tosa says. Right? It's not a good thing to do, and you have to make up for it by fasting on Sunday to be mechaper for what you did. But the mice, it's better than not fasting, because not fasting, you're going to worry about the chalom the whole Shabbos and kill your Shabbos anyway. So better to fast and take care of the chalom and get your mind off of it. So it's a lesser of two evils, even though intrinsically it's not a good thing. Same thing with Nedarim. Nedarim are not intrinsically not a good thing. But sometimes it's a lesser of two evils. The Rambam learns differently. The Rambam learns that certain situations for a person, it's a positive thing to make a neder. And I was thinking that that's how the Rambam learned this idea of ki'ilu bana bama. There's a zman of heter habamos, when you're allowed to make a bama. That's a mitzvah to bring a korban on it. And then there's a time when it's usher to make a bama. So a person who, what's it called, made a neder, and it's for him it's the proper thing to do. He needs that for his avodas Hashem. So then it's what's it called, like you built a bama in a time when you're allowed to build bamas. And in a time of a bama, a person can have his own personal mizbeach. So too a person can have his own personal way of avodas Hashem, which is a neder. Hashem came in a time when it's usher to make bamos. That's where it's not proper. This person didn't need that neder, and he made it. It's something that's redundant or superfluous. There, it's something that's negative to do. But according to the Rambam, it's possible to have nedarim that are positive, and that it says it's ki'ilu bana bama. But there's a time when you're allowed to make bamas too. Okay. Yeah. Right. In other words, even if you're Makayim the Nether, who asked you to do things that the Torah didn't ask? Making your own religion. What?
It's better not to be Makayim?
No, it's better not to make the Nether. And,
no,
but
once you've made it.
Yeah, once you made it, right, it's better to Makayim it because otherwise it'll be over a thing. But the being Makayim is not a positive thing either. Right? Better you shouldn't have made it altogether. It's not that better you should, what's it called, make it and make and be Makayim it than not make it at all. No. Better you should make it at all. And making it is wrong, and even making it Mekayim it is still wrong.
Why is making it wrong?
But being Mekayim it is still better than not being Mekayim it. But doing the Shechita on the Bama makes it worse.
Why is this like maybe Makar Karban? I think the Gemara is not saying it's worse. It's just it's being Mekayim what you did, right? The Siyum was also no good. It's not the reason why it's no good is not because we're afraid you won't do it. The reason they're not doing it because the chalal is not a good thing to do. But even being mekayim, it's not going to make it better. That's it. Not going to make it worse, but it's not going to make it better.
Why is building a bama usher?
What? It's not usher. It's but that's the person who makes a bama wants to make his own religion, right? And I'm making my own korban. I started going to the Beis HaMikdash and doing what everybody else does. You want to do something special yourself?
Who are you?
What? Stam to build a bama? Mestam there's no usher. But it shows that what do you have to build this bomb for? What do you need it for? Go to the Beis HaMikdash. Do what everybody else is doing. Okay. Bereisha Pachsinan. We do tell him the ratio of this. That's not so intimidating. Hanodr kilu bana bama, for the reasons you're saying, right? That the Maisa, what's it called, if he would have known that a person makes a neder like he built a bama, that's not so terrible. Because building a bama, like we said, is not. But we don't tell him the end of it, and if you even Makayim the Nether, it's like you were Makriv on the Bama, right? That's too intimidating. Abaye Omer Pachsinan. Rabbi says that we do. What's it called? Oh no, we do. It's a weird appear. Right. Seifa. Okay, Seifa. The Ratio we do use as a Pesach. But the Seifa, Abaye Omer Pachsinan. Abaye says we use the Seifa too. Rav Omer lo Pachsinan. Rav says the Seifa is too intimidating. We don't use that as a Pesach. Rav Kahana Masni lo Lohash Maisa Bahadin Lishna. Rav Kahana used to say this over in the following way. Rav Tivyumi Masni Hochi. And he said it the way we said it now. By Machmelkis and by Rav on the Seifa. And Rav Tivyumi said the opposite. The Seifa lo Pachsinan. The Seifa we surely don't use as a Pesach. The Reisha, in the Reisha, Abaye Omer Pachsinan, Rav Omer lo Pachsinan. The Machlokas Abaye and Rav is in the Reisha, not in the Sefer. The Hilchas lo Pachsinan, lo Bereisha, the Sefer. Halach is, we don't use this as a Pesach, not the Reisha, not the Sefer. Rashi, let's see Rashi till here. Shemavakrin Masecho, the Bezin Shomala, Bishvil Shemadarta. Once you make a nether, they open up your file in Shomayim because they say this guy thinks he's a big tzaddik. Let's take a look and see if he is. Micro Shemnein Adarim Chokri Maisav Shaladim. Where's the pasuk that says that? His file is opened if he makes Nadarim. The Achar Nadarim Levakir. Shemnoder Mavakrin Maisav. We investigate his Maisav. Velo paschinen l'shum adam b'hai achar nedorim levaker. Why mishum davei iyum gadol? It's too intimidating. Shafilo ein daito lahafir yomer achshav shirson lahafir. Even if at the time he wouldn't have made a difference to him, now right he's embarrassed to say in front of this chacham that didn't make a difference to me. Wouldn't have made a difference. Velo b'hani tarti achronai. He said, "No, mishum davei iyum gadol." V'omer shadaito lahafir vein okein. He'll lie, because he's embarrassed to say that he wouldn't have considered that. Kol ha-bota, kol ha-noder, k'mo miftos v'sayim. Bota means to enunciate something. V'loshin chachomim marvish shematir lo. The chachomim have the ability to be matter the nether. K'ilu bona bama l'avodis kochavim. So Rashi learns the bama is to avodis kochavim, and other Rishonim learn it means in a time when it is isser bamos. Bereisha paschina betchilas devarav shorav nasan the omer kilu bana bama paschina le the lo havi oncho yisera kol emes loved a lo carbon. Not such a terrible thing as long as you didn't make a carbon on it, right? You didn't really do anything awesome, but you prepared something that wasn't proper. The leke iyum kol kach av b'sefer kilu makter aleil mischayv misa haynu iyum yisera. But actually bringing the carbon, that's taka something awesome mischayv misa. That's a bigger threat. The Sefer Divrei Akolo Paschinon. Okay? Velo Paschinon, back in the Gemara. Velo Paschinon Beha Nami. The Shmuel. We don't use a Pesach what Shmuel said either. Domar Shmuel, Afapisha Mekayim or Nikra Rasha. Even a person who's Mekayim is Neder. Right? He's called a Rasha. It's not that we don't let you make Nedarim because you're not going to be Mekayim. If you Mekayim it, either because you could have not been Mekayim it, so you put yourself in a situation that was dangerous, or because you make yourself your own religion. Omre babo, micro, the chisech talinder loya b'chachet. If you'll stop and hold back from making the darim, you won't have any chet. The yolif chadola chadola, ksiv hoche chisech talinder, ksiv hosem shom rishoyim chadlu roges. You see, the word chadlu is used in association with Rasha. So a person who's not mechdal, he doesn't hold himself back from the darim, is like a Rasha. Omrav Yosef, Afana Nomi Tanina, right? We also have another source in a Mishnah that a person who makes Nadarim is considered a Rasha. Kenidre Ksherim Lo Amar. The person says, I'm making this nether like Nidre Ksherim. There's no such thing. Ksherim don't make Nadarim. Klum, Kenidre Rishoyim, Nadar Benazar, Vekarm Lishua. But if he said Kenidre Rishoyim, Rishoyim make Nadarim, not Tzadikim. Rashi, Omer Rabbi Shmuel Bar Nachmeni, Omer Rabbi Yonason, Kol HaKoeis, Kol Mina Gehenim Sholtim Bo. Person who loses temper, all kinds of Gehenim have shlit over him. Shneamar, the Hoser Kas Milibcho, the Haver Ra Mipsorecha. Take away the Kas and take away the Ra. The Ein Ra El Gehenim. Shneamar, Kol Paul Hashem Lamaneu, the Gam Rosh El Yom Ra. The Lo Od Elisha Tachtonio Sholtim Bo. Not only that, he gets hemorrhoids. So the chorus is a little modern. It's not really going to get Gehenna, you're going to get hemorrhoids also. Now the idea is that Gehenna, people don't see. Hemorrhoids, you feel. So not only do you have something that you can't, what's it called? Mine Gehenna is like what Yochum Zakkai told us Talmidim. He mora shamayim alecha kamora bosa v'dam. Right? The mora shamayim is vadi much greater than mora bosa v'dam. Mora bosa v'dam, you see it. So at least it should be that much that you feel it. Same thing over here. The Gehenim you believe, but the Tachtonios you really see and feel. Shneamar v'nosla Hashem v'choshom lev ragoz v'kilyon einayim v'davol nefesh ezeo dover shemachalis einayim umadi v'san nefesh v'yomer elu atachtonios. Those are hemorrhoids are hard to cure, and they make your life miserable. Rashi. Kisechta lindor lo yebuchachet, michlal di no adar v'ovad alei ikon chet. That if you did make a nether, then you have a chet. Kinidre rishoyim, afisha noder mekayim in ikru rishoyim. Even though a person makes a nether and he keeps a nether, he's still called a rosh. Lev ragoz, haynu kas, b'shvil lev ragoz yakidyon anayim. Right, ragos really means to be agitated, but a person who loses his temper is agitated. So rogez also has a connection to anger. Okay, ula b'miske le'arad Yisrael, when ula made aliyah to Eretz Yisrael, islavu le'train b'nei chozoi b'hadei. So he was accompanied by two b'nei chozoi. Some rishonim learned they were yidden, and some learned they were goyim. One of them got angry at the other one and shechted him. Omer leilu ula yeyu savdi. So he said to Ula, did I shecht him good? Did I do the right thing? Omer lei in upora lei beis hashchita. And he said, yeah, and open up the cut so he'll die faster. So ki osu lekamedu, and he was afraid they'd kill him. So he said it to flatter him. Okay, so they ask two questions over here. First of all, how did he? Well, we'll get to it in a second. Okay, Goshal Kamed Rabbi Yochanan. When he got to Eretz Yisrael, he came to Rabbi Yochanan. Omer lei dilmachas v'sholam achzike yidei over yadeira. Maybe I did the wrong thing by flattering this guy and telling him he did the right thing, just even to save my life. Omer lei nafshecha yitzalta. You saved your life. You're allowed to flatter Rishoyim, Tosfos says in Sota, in order to save your life, even though you're not allowed to flatter Rishoyim, but if it's a makom sakon, you are. Even though Rabbeinu Yonah holds that you're not allowed to flatter a Rasha even in B'makom Sakana. But here it could be it was such a Sakana that his mamish bikuach nefesh.
It was garim to him to die earlier.
What?
Faster.
What?
It was garim
to
him to
die. That's the second problem. How do you make it that he should? So the Farshim over here say that the guy either was already dead, so he didn't make him die faster, or if he wasn't dead, he was already a treifa, and therefore there was no inyan, and he was suffering, there's no inyan of not making him die faster. He was very shechted, it's like he's dead.
Euthanasia.
What? No, that's only if a person's not dead. But here he was dead, he shechted him. Once you're shechted, you're gone. Right? The halacha is that once a person's shechted, right, you shecht an animal, it's like it's dead. It's not, doesn't have living anymore. So therefore it could be that being makarev, the misa of a treifa, who's considered dead already, you didn't do anything. But if the guy's not dead, he's dying, then Takav Makarav Misai Gosei, so whatever's alive. And you Makarav Misai, so that's Ritzicha. But if the guy's dead already, right, he's already shechted, there's no way of reviving. He's already not a Gosei, he's a Trefa, he's a dead. So then there's no way of making it go faster, take away his Yisurim, because he's dead anyway. Nothing to do, they could change it. Right? So, Katama Reb Yochanan, where Yochanan was wondering, how could that be? Michti ksiv and asan Hashem lechosh shom leiv ragos bevavel ksiv. Right? That's where you get, could you have such anger, that's one way of learning. That there were Jews, and this Jew got angry and killed the other guy. She said that a guy could lose his temper like that and kill somebody, and not regret it, that can only be in Chutz Laretz. Can't be in Eretz Yisrael. Then it's leiv ragos. Amarle ahu shaita lo Avrin and Yardana. Taka, we're still in Chutz Laretz. At that moment that he shechted him, we were still in Chutz Laretz. And according to the one that he was, what's it called, Goyim, that what was the Shaila? That Lev Ragoz means that he was so agitated that he was Mechanef, this Rasha, right, that, what's it called, could only happen in Chutz Laretz. But he should have been on the Madreg. If he came to Eretz Yisrael already, that he would have had the wits about him not to do that.
Avra
Yardain is not Eretz Yisrael for many things. Zirashi says, Islavu b'miskek shol Eretz Yisrael, Islavu asulo levaya. So he was accompanied by bnei chozoi Yehudim hoy. So Rashi learns they were Jews. Omerle in uparalo beis hashchita v'nisyari lomerlo shelo asa yofe shem yargenu. He was afraid to tell him you didn't do the right thing because he'd kill him too. He also ulo the kamed Rav Yochanan, Omar Dilmach Zuke Yedei Ovre Avera, Shomarti lo Zilu Pora Beis Hashchita. I told him, you know, what's it called? You know, open the Beis Hashchita, make the guy die faster. Maybe I was either Mechanef for Shoyim, or I was Mekar of this guy's death. Omar Le Yofasisa, Shekach Omarti lo Shenafshecho Yitzalta, Voso Dibur, Lamaish Mepikuch Nefesh. And there wasn't an Indian over here of saving yourself with somebody else's life, because the guy was already dead. And it wasn't in your mechanef rishoyim, because you're allowed to mechanef rishoyim if it's a sakana. Tomer Rav Yochanan de Haveli Lahu Bar Chozoi Kas Kol Kach Shehorig Lechaveru Hoil Dehu Beretz Yisrael. So they say, Lamaisel, people never kill anybody in Eretz Yisrael. There's Ari Niklet in Eretz Yisrael. There's Dine Nefashos. But that bear, that the guy shechted the guy, and he didn't have regret. He lost his temper. And usually if you lose your temper and you do something terrible like that, you regret it right away. This guy didn't regret it, just the opposite. He made it worse. By Parabe Sashchita, so that can only happen in Chutz Laretz. Lo Avarna Yardina, Adain Lo Avarna Sayardin, Kashiira Osamaisa, Velo Havinan Bitchum Eretz Israel. And Eretz and Aver Hayardin doesn't have the full Kedusha of Eretz Israel. Look, I'll be certain mitzvahs, it's not considered Eretz Yisrael. So, Mela, what's it called? It's possible to happen there too, because it's not the full Eretz Yisrael. Okay.